Welcome to Mphone Customer Services. How can I help? Eight one two nine one five. Okay, I'll just check and let you know what is the current status of the. Okay, I'll just check. So Barbara, this connection is registered in 36 Wynwood Street, Wynyard. Okay, got it, ma'am. Just give me a moment. Let me check the connection. So when did it drop out? Five, 6 minutes ago. So did you cut off the power supply for the modem and? Okay, so it's lot 52, 36 Wynyard. Yeah. It's. Give me a moment, let me. Because, yeah, I understand, ma'am. Because, see, we actually checked the address on the map. Okay, in the map, it shows up like this. Okay, so anyway, you must be having another box installed somewhere inside the premises, like FTT. Yes, just give me a moment. Let me check the connection. Your internet. Okay, so just give me a moment. 36 Wynyard Street. Okay, the internet is connected, ma'am. So can you please cut off the power supply and turn and switch it on back? Do not touch any cables or any buttons behind the modem. Just take the power supply. No, not the power button in the modem, ma'am. You need to take the plug out of the. Yeah, you take the plug out and plug it back in. Okay. Let it turn on and check the lights on the modem. Power light will come up, then gradually the other lights will come up. See? Let me know, ma'am, when you see the internet line on, light on. Sure. Yeah, the second one. Let it turn on. It happens, ma'am, sometimes due to congestion. Like if you keep the modem on, turned on 24 hours a day. Without turning it off, like without cutting off the power supply for several days, these things can happen. Yeah, so. Okay, I'll let you know the reason or why it happens. Yes. Yeah, you have to, it has to go to the five. Okay, I'll let you know the difference. You will see there will be 2.4 and 5. That you should always connect to the 5 because you will be inside your house. The 2.4 is not required. It's actually, hello? Yes, so the 5.1, the 5GHZ1 is the one that you need to connect to. Turn the Wi-Fi on in your mobile phone and check whether internet is live or not. Give it a few seconds. Yeah, if you have an Optus modem, it's you get an option. Like if you want to change it, you can. If you don't want to change it, generally. Yeah, so check whether the internet light is on or not. Yeah, there will be another NBN box which will be installed somewhere inside your house. Can you please check? Okay, unplug the NBN box and plug it back in. Yeah, the plug it out and plug it back in. So is the DSL light turned on? Okay, on the NBN box. And what is the light next to it? No, I'm asking you to check the NBN box, not the modem. First, check the NBN box. No. Can you please check the lights on the modem now? Okay, you see which one is gone? Yeah, so internet connection is ac active there. Try to connect to the Wi-Fi now. It's working now, right? Yeah. Both, turn off both. Okay, if you have an NBN box, turn off the NBN box. Unplug both the devices and plug them back in, and wait for 2 3 minutes and let it boot up. Okay, please remember, ma'am, if you keep your Wi-Fi open for 24 hours a day, sometimes there are congestions. So once you restart these devices, you get the connectivity again. When you wake up in the morning, turn it off and turn it back on. That will do. It's the same way. Just unplug them and plug them back in. Thank you for calling us. Is there anything else which I can help with? Have a good day.